From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Under intense international pressure, the Bush administration is beginning to put a timeline on Iraq's transition to democracy. Today, after a week of intense diplomacy at the United Nations General Assembly, Secretary of State Colin Powell posed a time frame for Iraqis to draft a constitution. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Secretary Powell told a news conference today in New York that 6 months seems a reasonable period of time to draft a constitution once an Iraqi commission is formed for that purpose.
6 months seems to be a good timeline to put out there for the creation of this constitution, and also to give a sense of momentum and purpose to the effort of moving toward full restoration of authority to the Iraqi people.
Earlier this week, President Bush refused to yield to demands by France and others for a quick restoration of sovereignty to the Iraqis. The president said the pace of the transition would be based on the needs of the Iraqi people, not the wishes of other nations. But the U.S. is trying to obtain a new Security Council resolution that's intended to broaden international assistance to post-war Iraq. Secretary Powell discussed the time frame after several days of meetings with foreign ministers and heads of state. He emphasized that Washington does not view the 6 months as a deadline, and he said the United States intends to remain in Iraq during the transition to a new government.
And to help the Iraqis create that government and the ministries and the institutions of government and a constitution, and from that constitution, elections that will put in place a representative leadership of the Iraqi people to take full authority back from the coalition.
Powell discussed the Iraq issue following a meeting of the Quartet, Russia, the UN, the European Union, and the U.S., the four sponsors of an Israeli-Palestinian peace plan known as the Roadmap. It was introduced with great fanfare in April, but in recent weeks, violence has escalated once again by both sides. Today, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan acknowledged that the Roadmap is stalled.
The current dangerous impasse can only be broken through revitalized and active international involvement. I urge the international community to help the parties to show that they are responsibilities to their peoples. If these steps are not taken, I believe that all of us will pay a heavy price.
The United States has been demanding that longtime Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat turn over control of his security forces to a new prime minister who's committed to dismantling militant groups such as Hamas that strike at Israel. Other quartet members do not subscribe to the U.S. policy of isolating Arafat. But after today's meeting, the quartet did issue a statement saying Palestinian security forces should be consolidated under the clear control of a prime minister. But Kofi Annan wants decisive action.
It seems to me that bold steps in keeping with the roadmap are now necessary to salvage peace. Small steps have not worked.
Earlier this week, French President Jacques Chirac suggested that it was time to convene an international peace conference on the Middle East. But Powell said that's not feasible.
At the moment, we don't have a Palestinian government that is seen as a partner who could participate in such a conference.
The Bush administration says there's little that can be done in terms of peacemaking until the Palestinians have a new government that has the power and commitment to stop terrorist attacks. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, New York.